So, yeah. Best triple play Thursday ever? 630 area code, picking the Replacements with Alex Chilton, which is one of my favorite Replacement songs. Wow. They everybody picks stuff that I love, like really three of my favorites. George Michael, The Police, and The Mats. Unbelievable. Yeah! All right. Hi! Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio, seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Thursday morning. And we're about to play a little pop-up video. I heard the sounds of a jet engine. So I'm assuming that, Esmeralda, look, it's Skip Skipley.
Oh, hi.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How are you?
All right, man. Thanks for coming out of retirement for the 900th time.
Of course. It's always my pleasure.
All right. Is the jet flight okay?
Jet flight was just dandy.
Yeah.
No problems whatsoever in the sky.
Uh-huh. Good.
My father, Kip, says hello.
Kip. Oh, hi, Kip.
So honored.
That's good.
Me and Slip visited him for Father's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Slip and Skip went to go visit Kip.
Yes.
All right. Are we ready for some pop-up video, Skip?
Oh, you know, I was jamming out to the Replacements. Hang on.
Oh, well, I don't blame you, Skip.
I didn't know Skip was a big Replacement.
I enjoy jamming out to the Replacements frequently. Number one. Pop-up video. That's right. It's pop-up video on the radio. And this is basically where we answer questions about specific songs / videos. And then we also answer questions that are sort of like weirdly pop culture related to that song or video. All right. Shall we begin, Skip?
We shall.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yes.
Please provide us a line or two from John Mellencamp's Pink Houses.
Oof. Oh, man, I'm blanking. It's so ridiculous because I love this song and I know it. There's winners and there's losers. It ain't no big deal. Well, we're all going to go down. Oh, no, that's Ain't That America. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, it is Ain't That America. Yeah, it is. Ain't That America, you and me. Ain't That America, home of the free. Yeah, little pink houses for you and me. Hey! I love that song.
All right.
So it was like Mellencamp was here, wasn't it?
For a second. Yeah. I was like, where'd you go, Nick?
Yeah, Melonhead came in, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I turned around and thought, Cougar?
Right?
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
John denied which U.S. president's use of this song for his election campaign. John denied which U.S. president's use of this song for his election campaign.
All right. He's got to think. When was this game made? I'm going to say Bob Dole.
That is incorrect.
I think it's Reagan, isn't it?
It is Reagan,
oh.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like, what? That is incorrect. Yeah, well, clearly.
Well, the song wasn't popular when Dole ran. Dole ran in the
90s.
Okay.
They'll still pick a song.
Okay. You're just saying the song was popular in like 1984 and Reagan ran in 1984.
Great.
All right.
Clearly, I did not know that.
All right.
Wow, some tension.
She was only one when Reagan ran.
He looked at me like, what?
I can understand where you're coming
from. It's
this
one. I'm like, well... clearly, I got it wrong.
You know, most younger people only idolize one older band.
All right.
Obviously, you were obsessed with Leo Sayer. So.
Yeah.
Right.
It was all about, if it was a Leo Sayer video we were asking, getting questions
mm-hmm.
about, you'd know every answer.
Yeah.
All right. What's next there, Skip?
Now I'm just wondering what presidential candidate would use a late Leo Sayer song.
Carter?
Yeah. What is the name of the benefit concert he co-organized in 1985?
Farm Aid.
That is correct.
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda. What did the winner of MTV's Pink House contest win in 1984?
A pink house.
That is correct.
You guys remember? Well, maybe there's a question about it on the other side. Because there's a big story attached to that.
Oh, okay.
A real big. We'll talk about it if it's not on the other side. Do you know the story about what happened concerning that prize and that contestant?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Did it involve Ronald Reagan?
Reagan was in office. Reagan was in office when it happened, so I don't know. All right. What? Okay.
Extra credit.
Oh.
Side of the card. Multiple choice for you here.
All right.
What is the medical term for pink eye? Is it retinacia, B, astigmatism, C, halitosis, or D, conjunctivitis? Your options again are retinacia, astigmatism, halitosis, or conjunctivitis.
The first one, A.
That is incorrect.
No.
Is it conjunctivitis?
Yes. No. I know because I had pink eye.
You just had it not too long ago. All right. I got screwed. I got tricked by the retina.
Mm.
The word retina was in there.
Yeah.
I was going to say conjunctivitis, but I was wrong. Mm-hmm. All right.
Esmeralda, Reagan was the name of the possessed child in what movie?
The Exorcist.
That is correct.
God. Come on, Mom. Come on. Come on with that. All right.
Multiple choice. What is the name of the farm where Woodstock took place? Was it A, Wood Pine Farm, B, Stockward Farm, C, Yosker's Farm, D, Old McDonald's Farm?
Yosker's.
That is correct.
Yeah, man. And then what is this, the last extra credit question?
It is the last extra credit question.
All right.
Esmeralda, multiple choice for you as well. Who played Pinky Tuscadero's sister Leather on Happy Days? Was it Susie Quattro, B, Joan Jett, C, Pat Benatar, or D, Jenny Piccolo? Who played Pinky Tuscadero's sister Leather?
The last one.
That is incorrect.
Jenny Piccolo was a fictional character on Happy Days.
Okay.
Susie Quattro played her. Come on. Susie Quattro. Hot. Adorable. Leather Tuscadero, man. She was a babe. Susie Quattro.
Would you like to regale us with this pink house story?
All right. So what happened was MTV was like this big contest. They're giving away an actual house. Like mm-hmm. I don't remember what you had to do, you know, to win it. But you enter this thing. John Mellencamp was going to play a concert. You'd win this house, and Melonhead would be there. He'd play a concert, and then you win the house. You can move in, and it's all yours. So the winner gets the house. They get the house, and they find out that it was built on nuclear infected waters.
No,
and there was like a nuclear plant that had like a leak, and it was built in an area that was like deadly. So they had to like knock the house down, and the guy didn't win.
Wow.
But it was like after they didn't bother to look into where. You know,
wasn't there other houses around?
No, not really. It was there were other houses there, but the one that they bought was like right in line with, you know, like poisonous.
Oh, okay.
It was one of these deals where it's like, you can't live in this house. It's unlivable. There's poison and there's fallout here.
And they painted it pink.
They painted it pink. And Mellencamp played. And then it was discovered after that. They had to take the house. Yeah. I don't know the exact details.
Did they have to hose down Cougar Mellencamp?
They had to silkwood him. But no, I don't know. I'm missing some of the details, but that's the gist of it. That's what happened. The house ended up being unlivable, and they had to knock it down, and the guy never won. So
you think they'd give him another house?
I don't know what they. I think they gave him something.
I mean, I would hope.
Probably a rare disease.
Oh.
So, all right. Oh, we got a break here for weather and traffic. God, I love the Replacements. Triple Play Thursday, man. Replacements. 630 area code, that's LBU. Hey, welcome back. This is the details on the... Skip is back! Skip Lee came back from retirement!
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Here's the actual story. I got it kind of confused about the pink house real quick. MTV ran a contest that was based on the song where they were going to give away a pink house. Unfortunately, the house was built on a toxic waste dump. in Indiana. Mellencamp didn't want to poison his fans. He refused to let them give it away, so MTV bought another house, painted it pink for the contest. The winner moved in just 2 days before selling it. So there.
By the way, I can't believe that MTV probably would have given them the house.
Yeah.
Like, Mellencamp's got to be like, no, you can't do that.
You can't give them a house built on toxic waste. So, all right. Hey, we're back, and it's Skip Skipley is here. Hi, Skip.
Hey, guys.
And we are in for round two, and now all the cats have to. Dave is not here.
No.
No, he's here.
Is he?
Oh, is he? Oh, no, it's Andy Mazur.
It's Andy Mazur. Yeah, Andy Mazur is in the
Put on
sports.
The cape, Andy.
And so but the cats are surrounding the building.
Right, yeah.
And they're all ready for Esmeralda to sing as we continue. The score right now is 3 for me and 2 for Esmeralda in our pop-up video. So are we ready, Skippington?
Cats, get ready, because we are going to be hearing Duran Duran's Rio.
Her name is Rio, and she dances on the sand. Oh, Rio, Rio, something across the Rio Grande.
Very good.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do. That song is a jam. Mm-hmm. I love that song. Nice job, Esmeralda. The cats just went completely insane.
Yeah.
They all started swinging back and forth like they do in the video.
Yeah, they love Duran Duran.
All cats love Duran Duran. That goes without saying.
I love that. You
have to love Duran Duran.
I love Duran Duran.
I know, but you have to because you love Barbarella.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Skip.
Our next question.
Yeah.
Much of this video features the band riding around in what?
A yacht.
That's correct. They just wrote boat, but...
Oh, they wrote, yeah.
Kudos for the extra.
Well, thank
you. Schooner.
He's sitting right on the edge of the thing, Simon Le Bon. I always worry that he's going to fall off.
Every time you watch the video?
Yeah, and I watch the video at least 3 times a day.
You're worried.
I worry.
Every
Simon.
Time.
Simon, don't fall off! Although they do jump in the water and stuff.
They do, yeah. He can swim. It's okay.
I just don't want him to fall off. I like Simon Le Bon very much. I worry about Simon Le Bon's safety. Thought he was going to get eaten by a wolf in one of those videos.
Right. I know. Always such dangerous
places. He's out in the middle of the jungle and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a crazy woman dressed up like a jaguar.
Someone's hungry like a wolf.
Oh, you don't want to mess around. I just want the safety of Simon Le Bon. That's all I care about. Are we ready?
I'm just impressed. Nick Rhodes of Duran Duran produced the song Too Shy for what 80s band, Esmeralda?
Kajagoogoo.
That is correct.
Wow. I'm impressed that you knew that.
What? That I know Kajagoogoo?
Yeah. I guess you can't forget the name of that band. And they only had one. They only had
Kajagoogoo.
One Kajagoogoo. You know the dude, the lead singer, Kamal or something? He did the music. He did the song for The Neverending Story.
Oh, The Neverending Story.
Yeah, that guy was he did the theme for The Neverending Story as a solo project. That was sans Kajagoogoo. Okay. What happened?
What does this song's Rio refer to? What does this song's Rio refer to?
A woman.
That is correct.
What? Also, you could get confused and go, a river, and then go, no.
Oh. All right.
She's like a river.
A city? All right.
Extra credit portion of things.
Oh, here we go.
Get ready.
What?
Esmeralda, what religious figure looks upon Rio de Janeiro?
Oh, like Jesus?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, I'm like, does it have a proper name?
He's going, hey!
It's not the Fonz.
He would say, obrigado, because he's in Brazil.
Very nice, Esmeralda.
I know things.
Oh, man. Kajagoogoo.
I say hello in Portuguese.
All right.
Multiple choice.
What happened now?
What was the skipper of the SS Minnow's real name on Gilligan Island?
What do you mean, the character's?
The character's real name, if I'm reading this correctly.
Okay.
Was it Marcus Welby, Jonas Grumby, Colonel Thaddeus Dolby, or Ignatius P. Riley? What was the skipper of the SS Menno's real name on Gilligan Island? Marcus Welby, Jonas Grumby, Colonel Thaddeus Dolby or Ignatius P. Riley?
I'm going to go with Ignatius P. Riley.
That is incorrect.
What was it?
Jonas Grumby.
Okay. Is Marcus Welby an actual person?
No, it's a fictional doctor from a 70s show.
Oh, okay.
Called Marcus Welby, M.D. Robert Young played him.
Oh, it sounded familiar.
Alan Hale played him. Does that matter that I know that?
Unfortunately not.
Well, I don't care then. All right.
Another multiple choice for you, Esmeralda. The Goo Goo Dolls song Iris is featured in the film City of Angels. City of Angels is a remake of what 80s movie? A, Angel Heart. B, Wings of Desire. C, Angel at My Table. D, Immortal Beauty.
Angel at My Table?
That is incorrect.
Mm. Wings of Desire.
Wings of Desire.
A masterpiece.
Okay.
It's a masterpiece. It's amazing. All right. What is it? How many more?
The last one.
Okay, we're tied. So if I get this wrong, we're tied. If I get it right, I win.
I don't quite understand this one. Here are the instructions.
Oh, no.
Perform this. Sing a jingle for Oreo cookies.
Sing a jingle for Oreo cookies?
Yes.
First of all, what does that have to do with the...
Like, make one up? Or there was one.
While my last retirement, I looked online. There does seem to be an Oreo song that was played at one point, but it seems that they would want you to create an original one based upon the wording. So your choice, Mr. Gillia. You can come up with an original jingle for Oreo on the spot, or you can try to remember one from 1967, it looks like.
We got 4 minutes, so you got time.
I can't.
Actually, got a minute and a half.
Yeah.
That's still a long time.
All right, O-R-E-O, O-R-E-O, Oreo, Oreo, yeah!
That's frightening.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You know what?
Mondelez is just going nuts right now. They're on the phone calling.
All right, there it is. I win.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you were spelling it out, it kind of sounds like Rio, R-E-O.
Oh, there it is. That's why it's on the, there it is.
So congratulations.
You should have sang an Oreo jingle to the Rio song.
Yeah.
That would have been more clever, but whatever.
Well, no, I wanted to be original. And I was original.
By spelling it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the stock for Oreo just went through the roof because of that.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Esmeralda. See ya.
See ya.